Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and welcome to the show today. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and thank you for joining me. Today's show is going to be a very exciting show, very heartfelt show. And what I'm doing is the reason I'm saying that and starting it out for all of you that are kind of used to the regular format of how I run my shows. Today I'm actually talking to author Mary Tracy O'Keefe, and she's the author of the book Thin Places, Where Faith is Affirmed and Hope Dwells. So today is going to be a little bit different in the format from the standpoint. We're going to be talking a lot about those thin places and a lot about hope. And again, this heartfelt connection that we have not only with ourselves, but something greater than ourselves, our Creator, our Divine, and how we have different opportunities in our life to be able to touch those thin places where we can actually feel that grace and that love from the Divine that helps us through those difficult times. However, as I'm going to share and Mary and I are going to talk, it isn't always difficult times that allows us to be able to touch those thin places. And I'm going to have her explain what thin places means. It's a beautiful metaphor for that connection that we have. And again, doesn't always have to be in the difficult times, but I want to tell you about her book. I ask, of course, all my authors that I'm going to interview to send a book. This book is so rich with stories. There's so much compassion and kindness and gentleness. And if you started the book out, maybe because you're dealing with a loss of someone or you're dealing with a health issue that you just don't know how to get yourself out of, and maybe there's not a lot of hope that you have inside, and maybe you have to really kind of dig deep in order to find that. But I'm going to tell you, if you start this book out with a little bit of hope, you're going to end this book with a lot of hope. Very excited to talk to Mary about this. As I mentioned, a little bit different format as far as the calls themselves. Mary has been so gracious to be able to accept calls and taking calls. And so, but what we're going to be doing is we're going to be taking those calls, both Mary and I. But one of the things that Mary asked is that possibly what we could do today, just to kind of keep this theme going, is that we could really, as you as a listener, maybe you've had an opportunity to touch that thin place or to have an experience that's allowed you to touch that space. And as we take your calls today, we're hoping that you will very briefly, because we'd like to get as many stories in as possible, very briefly tell us a story about how you touched that thin space and what you learned from there. And again, today is a show really about hope and about the connection that we have. So if you have a story to tell, an experience that you would like to share, Mary and I are going to take your call. And what we ask you to do is to please call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada. And then international callers, you can use the same number, 877-230-3062. All you have to do, of course, is to dial your international calling code and then the phone number, 877-230-3062. I met Mary in kind of a circuitous way. I have a person who I've done readings with that we've become very, very close friends in the process. And this person kept telling me about Mary and about the work she does, and that she thought that it would be really of value for the two of us to meet, because while our gifts are different, the desire that we both have to help people heal themselves, and then also to offer tools for them to be able to find hope, to be able to bring forward the healing in their life the way they desire. So this friend kept saying to me, you need to get in touch with Mary. So we reached out to each other, we connected, and I was blessed that Mary had me on her radio show. I'm going to ask her to tell you a little bit about that in the second half of the show. But one of the things that I found as I was being interviewed with her, besides being a great interviewer, is that there was this real gentle compassion connection that I had with her. And it was very easy for me to see, just in the brief time we first started the show, how deeply the connection and our desire, both of us, to be able to offer people the hope and the tools to be able to heal. The more that we talk, the more that we learned about each other. And again, gifts very different, but so similar. And many times in our lives, we have the opportunity to touch someone that we just feel this kindredness kindredness with, and this is exactly the way I was with Mary. So I know that you two are going to be able to experience her gentleness, her compassionate nature. You're going to love her stories that she's going to be sharing about her book and other stories that she, I'm hopeful, will have the time for her to share. So, but let me tell you a little bit about her. After nearly 25 years in the corporate world, another connection she and I had, because that's where my roots were as well, Mary received a master's degree in theology spirituality from the College of St. Catherine in Minnesota. At that point in time, what she did is she also went in and became trained as a cancer guide and then also as a skills facilitator in the world of mind-body medicine and that integrative approach from the Center of Mind-Body Medicine in Washington, D.C. When I went in, and I didn't know this, I mean, gosh, so medical intuitive, but when I went in and I touched her and I looked at her bio, I found that part of the story that Mary has that I'm going to ask her to share is that she actually is a breast cancer survivor. And as a result of that, she co-founded and she's also the president of a company of a nonprofit holistic wellness resource center called Well Within. It's in St. Paul, Minnesota. And what Well Within does is it provides low-cost, free, integrative healing support, services, classes, and an outreach program for people who are seeking to heal on a mind, body, and spirit level. This organization is open to anyone that has this desire. Mary loves to not only be the facilitator of this healing process, but she also loves to give retreats, workshops, and presentations. Her book, Thin Places, Thin Places, Where Faith is Affirmed and Hope Dwells, is actually a award-winning book. I'm going to have her share that with you as well. But what you'll find again is that this is a lady who literally walks her talk. So I hope that you're going to enjoy her as much as I do and her stories, and you're going to learn a lot from her about this world of hope. Hi, Mary. Thanks for joining me. I just had to go through the whole thing, honey.
Oh, Carol, you're so kind. You're so kind. I'm trying to stay just kind of humble here after listening to you. So thanks so much. And we definitely did have a connection. I loved chatting with you, and of course it always makes a difference when a mutual friend recommends us to each other, doesn't it?
It does. And you know, it's that word of mouth. It's the synchronicity, and we're going to talk a little bit about mm-hmm. those signs and synchronicity that you have in your book on Thin Places. But it is that synchronicity where someone just serves as a catalyst to just connect us with what we need at the time, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely true. People come into our lives for a reason, and that a friend we have in common certainly has come into my life, and I think probably you have too, Carol. So you start noticing those things, don't you?
You do, and I think that's a lot of what I really got out of reading your book is that we do. Part of the thing is we get so busy being busy that yep. we really miss a lot of the signs that allow us to be able to touch that inner grace that we have, and then that grace with our Creator. Doesn't make any difference whether it's God, Buddha, Krishna, the divine, but it's that connection that we have that we know that we really belong, that we're really part of a whole bigger picture. And that's what I kept getting out of the book, Thin Places. I'm curious as to what really caused you, triggered you, or inspired you, because there was many stories within it, to write Thin Places.
Oh, that's a great question, Carol. You know, when my family was facing the deaths of really both my parents, they died within 3 months of each other in 2002. And what we noticed was that their little incidents were occurring before, during, and after their deaths that were very, very comforting to us during that very sad but sacred time of losing loved ones. And so we would I have 9 siblings and I'm the oldest of 10, and we would notice these things happening. We would be visiting with each other. We'd share things by email. And I really did not want to lose those experiences. The grandkids were having some of the experiences, and certainly the siblings were. So I started jotting those down. And actually the genesis for it was just my desire to capture this story of our parents' final days in just a narrative, which I then gave to my siblings for Christmas. And Some of them shared it with other people, and there just seemed to be a desire from others to learn about the types of things that we had experienced. And I also started hearing stories from other people, and so that's really motivated me to share our own story with the hopes that it will connect to readers with their own experience and their own stories.
Well, and you know, I think that the greatest healing that happens is not only for the other person but for ourselves is to share the stories. I mean, we can do a lot of workshops, we can provide a lot of tools, but I believe that that real healing connection that we have as human beings really comes from that heartfelt part of us that shares stories without any expectations around it. Not, we don't expect other people to get things out of it. And I really think that that's that link, that that's that faith part that we have not only within ourselves but with the divine and with other people. Don't you agree?
I do, Carol. And the other thing that I think is so important about sharing stories that I've noticed just from hearing people at Wellwood, and also I'm a spiritual director, so from hearing people's stories, is that so often, you know, we talk about so many things with our friends and acquaintances. We don't talk about things of a spiritual nature. And so what I found was, in my own willingness to share certain dimensions of my spiritual beliefs and my faith, other people would share things with me, and it was like this huge barrier all of a sudden dropped in the sharing of those stories. And the connection to that person that I've shared the story with or they've shared with me, that connection becomes much deeper, and it actually can lead to a relationship that I talk about, as you know, Carol, this wonderful concept of soul friendships, you know, where you're deeply connected, kind of heart to heart, soul to soul with another friend.
Oh, absolutely. And again, I think one of the things that you mentioned in the book that I also will talk about is this importance for ritual and how rituals really help us with, you know, touching those thin places. And that's one of the things that I think we've really lost a lot of in our busyness and the way that we approach things and kind of this barrier that we put within each other. It's almost, you know, I sometimes find it sad, that's a word that I use, that it takes a difficult time for us to be able to break down those barriers. But I think that the ritual, the sharing of the story, that that sense of intimacy that comes along with the rituals, whatever that may be, I think is very, very important in the healing of whoever's sharing the story and, again, whoever's hearing the story. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the ritual part as we get into the show. But one of the things that I would like you to share with people is when you talk about in your book kind of this thin places, what are you really referring to?
Well, the concept of thin places, Carol, is a Celtic one, and I first learned about it actually from one of my professors when I was getting my graduate degree, Ed Selner, who is an expert internationally known actually in Celtic spirituality. Because I'm about 75% Irish myself, I was intrigued by Celtic spirituality in general, and what thin places refers to in Celtic lands is actually geographic locations. And so if, I don't know if, have you been to Ireland at all, Carol? Yourself?
I have not, but that's on my to-go-to list.
It's on your go-to list. Well, you know, whether you're in Ireland, whether you're on a seashore, whether you're actually even in a graveyard, there are geographic locations that we can go to where we feel as if the veil is very thin between this world and the next. And so, for example, in Ireland, which I've been to many times and actually going off to in a couple weeks again, in Ireland, oftentimes you might visit a site, say a monastic site, and it's almost like you feel a connection to the abbots and the abbesses, you know, the people that were there before on pilgrimage. You feel that connection to those folks that have gone before that stood on that ground. Another example actually was in Dachau, where I've been actually twice. I remember standing in Dachau, and I could not stop crying, and I was feeling that deep, deep connection to the people who had died there. So that is the genesis of the concept is geographic locations. What I talk about thin places, as in my book, are those really spiritual experiences that we have where we feel that we have in some way made a connection, as you say, Carol, to the divine, whatever that concept is. You've made a connection to the divine. Dying is a thin place. And, of course, some of the stories that I tell are about stories around the time people are dying. And I'm sure your listeners have experiences, hopefully some of them have, where maybe they've lost a loved one, and after that person died, something happens, and it reminds us that we are still connected to those we've loved with, you know, our family and friends. And it also reminds us that connection can't happen unless there's something far greater than us that somehow enables those experiences to occur.
Absolutely. And anyone who has experienced the death of a loved one, when they get out of the emotional aspect of it, and many even enter into the process without, you know, having that angst that goes around it, is that what they see is that it's a very graceful process, and that there is a lot of grace not only within the person that's doing the transition, but it's that energy that's emanated with that grace and that touching the other side that allows everyone that's around them to experience that love, that gentleness, that compassion,
yeah,
that is so mindfully yet so heartfeltly so part of the transition process. I've had an occasion with the work that I do to be able to be with people when they transition, and it's an absolutely beautiful process. Mm-hmm. And it's really an honor, isn't it, Mary, to be a part of that, to be able, yeah, to watch that. And they give you such a gift before they actually leave their physical form, and that gift is they allow you to touch that thin place and to be able to feel it, don't they?
Absolutely, Carol. And you know, I've also been with several people during close to their dying time, because I've also been a hospice volunteer, and I really think it is such a sacred time. It's hard when it is your beloved, you know, spouse or parent or child, you know, the most difficult. It's hard because you are so sad and you are so grief-stricken. But even in the most, you know, trying of times, the worst, really the worst possible time of a person's life, I've heard so many people say, but it was so blessed and so sacred, because if you allow yourself to kind of enter in with this idea that there is grace present, really there's spirits present. Carol, you know this from being an intuitive, aren't there? There's spirits. There's the spirits. There's so many stories of the spirits of the loved ones who've already gone coming back to greet them, of angels being present. And those of us that are just present and not dying almost do, yes, we do get a little bit of a glimpse what it feels like to be, have a little toe on the other side of the veil, and it's pretty awesome.
It really is, and that's one of the things that I have found, and thank you for bringing that up, is that, you know, many times when a person is entering into that time where they are actually going to exit and leave their body and transition back to light, many times they'll talk about visitors, they'll talk about angels, yeah, they'll talk about those who are with them. And I get goosebumps. I've got them right now. But I,
yeah,
always find that in that process, that in the compassion of the divine and the compassion of who we are in humans, that never at any point in time are we alone to where we're afraid.
That's
to the
right.
Point where we won't do what we came here to do. That's the gift of all the visitors, is they come and they comfort us. They, you know, we can recall their memories that we had with them. It brings in a sense of joyfulness and peace and resolve.
Mm-hmm.
And then when there's the actual crossing over, the room I've found has just been rich with the angelic,
yeah,
energy, and the energy of all the ones that have crossed that are there. And it's almost like there's a celebration taking place, isn't,
yeah,
there, Mary?
That, oh, and you can feel it. Now, you and I are intuitive, but yet all of us are intuitive to some point. So I suppose there's a degree of, you know, how much you can feel that. But, what I've learned, Carol, and I bet this is true for you too, you hear so many similarities in the stories, don't you,
yes,
of the dying, even when we're not present. We hear the similarities in the stories. So even if a person doesn't maybe feel that, what we're talking about, they might not feel that at the moment somebody dies, you get, so you sort of trust that something blessed is occurring. Or say somebody, you know, my parents, we had my dad always called it, we got the grace of a happy death, really, with both our parents. We were able to have time to say goodbye and have a rather peaceful death. And as we both know, and our listeners know, that isn't always the case. There's violent deaths, there's accidental, mm-hmm, deaths, there's suicides, horrible, tragic times. And so I know I've come to believe that even in the worst of the matter of death, the types of the way people die, you get to trust that as horrific as that might be, at the instant, the moment that they cross over, something beautiful happens to them, even if we aren't there to witness it and we aren't there to feel it. You just that's where faith comes in. You just have that faith that they have gone on to something glorious on the other side.
Absolutely. I work with a palliative doctor that is part of the transition process. And, you know, coming from that medical background, and she and I have spent a lot of time talking about this, is that they're really taught to edit out the emotional aspect of it and to really be in a place where they're absolutely of service to the person not only crossing over, but to all the family members that are there. And that, again, could be that somebody is, you know, transitioning as a result of a long-time illness or a short-time illness or an accident. And one of the things that she says to me over and over again, Carol, no matter how much I've been trained as a doctor to do this work and to keep that emotional separation, she says you cannot walk into a room and not feel the love in that room, whether it's the people, it's those on the other side that are supporting. And she said it has literally changed her life so much. And I want to kind of end with that because we're going to take a call, is that one of the things that if you, you know, I'm going to encourage you over and over again in this show, really go, and we're going to tell you how to purchase the book Thin Places, because I'm going to tell you that in the sensitivity and the way that Mary captures the essence of what she's trying to bring forward and the people that shared the stories in this book, is that this is a book of hope. And this is a book that if you've lost someone and you're still in that grieving time and you're not sure what's going on, this is a must-have book, and I encourage you to purchase it. I encourage you to share it with those who have also been a part of that experience, whether it's your own family or it's other people. It's just it's an exquisite, gentle, compassionate read. So, Mary, let's go ahead and jump in. I've got a caller, and we're going to do that because that's what we want to do. We want to hear some of the stories. I've got Leela from Minnesota. Hi, Leela. How are you today?
Hi, Carol. Hi, Mary.
How are you?
Hi, Leela. Carol, I just want to share a story here about Mary. I was doing a volunteer work when they started Well Within 7 years ago now in July. First few years, I did the volunteer work. I do energy work. I'm a Reiki teacher. And reading her book, I can see how much of that wisdom and the knowledge and deep understanding she brings to Well Within. Hmm. It has evolved into a beautiful place that people are compassionate and caring there. So I just wanted to tell you I have really enjoyed doing a volunteer work there. And I do go there from time to time. They just moved to Woodbury, and I was there not too long ago. But, you know, what you talked about Mary, I've known Mary for 7 years now. Mm-hmm. And what you spoke of her in the beginning, that's true, because I've known her for that long, that compassion and understanding. And sometimes people that come to Well Within are, you know, terminally ill or so. I have had an opportunity to work with them. How much she brings that in there, what an understanding she has with that is what I want to share.
Oh, Leela, thank you. You've been a real gift. Leela's been one of, as she said, one of our most longtime volunteers, as well as I go to her myself for healing, and she is absolutely remarkable. Talk about a gifted healer. So thank you for those kind words, Leela. I really appreciate them.
And now I want to share a thin place here with you guys.
Good.
Absolutely. We would love it.
Okay. June 5th, my mother of 89 years old crossed over. And maybe about 3-4 years before that, my older sister had crossed over. And I get to see these things, some of that. And anyway, when my mom made a transition to the spirit world, I have to share this with you. My mom is I'm a Hindu. I'm from India. My mom is a Hindu. Who do you think first person she sees? She sees Jesus.
Love it.
So anyway, after that, she sees my older sister. And, you know, she was so surprised to see her in the spirit. And she sees my older sister, and she approaches her, and she touches her cheek, and she says, "You are here. You are here." Such a joy in her heart. She said, "You are here." When I saw this image And when I felt the emotions, I didn't have a tear about my mom passing over, not a single tear. Seeing her joy in the spirit world, meeting with her daughter, that was enough for me. So anyway, just want to share that story with you.
Oh, that's great.
Well, and, you know, and again, so heartfelt from it. And that's one of the things that, you know, we're not trying to convince anybody that to change the way that you feel, because the whole process of transition, really the gift of it is it allows you to be able to emote the way that you need to be able to touch that thin place within yourself and to be able to bring those emotions forward. And those emotions sometimes may be anger and they may be denial, but you know, they're important emotions to be able to experience it and to be able to freely experience it without a lot of people looking at you like, what are you doing? This is a beautiful thing and you're feeling this way. So again, lots of opportunity there. And whatever emotion you feel, whatever loss you feel, whatever the finalization, that's all part of the process. But one of the things that I want to close with before we go to a commercial break is to remember that the loss of anything, whether it's the loss of a loved one, the loss of an animal, the loss of an old pattern, a loss of an old thought, a loss of an old emotional pattern that you may have, that in that loss, you're literally making space for something new, a new beginning. And yes, you're going to experience the emotions, but if you can hold in your heart and in your mind that the closure of one thing is the opening for something else, then you're going to really understand what this is all about and what transition is all about. So what I'd like to do is let's end on that note. I'm so excited to be able to go back into the next segment. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then I'm going to ask Mary to talk about Well Within so you can hear more about what services that she offers. So please stay tuned. We're going to be right back. I look forward to sharing Mary with you at that time.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Now is your chance to be part of the show. Call 877-230-3062. Call in with your questions or thoughts and talk with the host and their guest. Again, that number is 877-230-3062.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Welcome back, and if you are just joining me, I have a very special guest today, Mary Tracy O'Keefe, who is the author of Thin Places, Where Faith is Affirmed and Hope Dwells. If you've been with us in the first half hour of the show, I'm sure that you're already getting a sense of this beautiful light that we're talking to and her gentle, compassionate nature. If you're just joining us, we're really talking about those thin places, those places in our life through either events or those moments of rituals or the signs. I'm going to ask Mary to talk about that. But touching those thin places where we really do get to realize that we are more than what we see in our physical form, and that we're never alone, and that there is something greater in this place of our own thin places within us, and then also the thin places, that veil, that ethereal veil that we hear so much about, that basically separates in our mind's eye only, not in our heart, but in our mind's eye only, between our physical and our spiritual nature. So Mary's going to be sharing more about the book Thin Places. I'm going to have her talk more about Well Within, her nonprofit that she's the president of. And we're going to also be talking some more about stories. I'm taking calls. So if any of you have a story that you would like to share, as we had in our first segment with Lila from Minnesota, maybe a time that you were able to touch a thin place and to share that story, we would love to hear from you. The phone number that you can call is 877-230-3062. That call number is good in U.S. and Canada, and also for international callers. One of the things that came to mind, and as Mary and I were discussing in that brief break that we had, is that in the case with Lila calling and sharing her story, Lila is Hindu, as she shared, but I think it's important for us to recognize that these thin places are really universal, and that in the Hindu philosophy and the way that life is lived, is there is this connection that is more mindful, meaning being top of the mind and conscious about these thin places and this veil and what lies beyond the veil. But it isn't just around specific religions or spiritual practices and anything that people have. And it isn't just a few that have the opportunity to be able to touch these thin places. It's universal. Everybody can. And as I mentioned in the first segment, I'd like to reiterate that, is it doesn't always take difficult times to be able to touch those thin places, that there's other things that happen within our life. As Mary says in her book, Love. Love is the gateway to the thin places. Love of self, love of others. And it's that love that is graceful, that is pure, that has that energy of being unconditional. There's the ritual. So I'm going to ask Mary to share that as well. But I would encourage you to purchase the book Thin Places, where faith is affirmed and where hope dwells. And I'm going to give it to you exactly like the title, so you can go in and look at it. Thin Places, where faith is affirmed and hope dwells. And the author is Mary Tracy O'Keefe, and she's our guest today. So Mary, before we actually jump in and talk a little bit more, it's really kind of difficult for me to almost stay on task with you, because you're so well-rounded in everything that when I touch your different parts of your essence. But before we get off into other areas, can you please tell people, how can they purchase your book?
Oh, thank you for that opportunity, Carol. Yes, they can certainly go to my website, which is MaryTracyO'Keefe.com. And my maiden name is spelled T-R-E-A-C-Y, MaryTracyO'Keefe.com. And you can purchase it directly from me, email me, and I am happy to personalize things. I just got a phone call from somebody who has a friend who just lost their father, and would ask me to personalize it and send them a note. I'm happy to do that. They can email me and do that. But you certainly also can go to any of the online sites, Amazon or Borders or Barnes & Nobles. They all have it. And I just finally, after, it's been out a few years, I finally got it on an e-book. You can order it on for Kindle. So feel free. I know I'm using my Kindle a lot these days, and so you can absolutely get it on an ebook as well.
One of the other things that I noticed that you, when I went in and kind of traveled your site to get a real holistic perspective of you, that anybody can get a free chapter of your book if they actually sign up for your mailing list on your website. So would you please share your website address with everyone?
Sure. So it's www.MaryTracyO'Keefe.com, MaryTracyO'Keefe.com. And yes, do that, and I will happy to send you a free chapter. I think you too can get a free chapter if you order. You can always get free first chapters. I don't know if you always can. You can with mine. You can get a free first chapter on Kindle as well.
Absolutely. And then also, as we met, with you having me as a guest on your show, and mm-hmm. and I'm having you as a guest on my show. You do have a radio show.
Can they
find out about your radio show on your website as well?
It's very easy. They can just go to the right side of my website and also Well Within's website, which is wellwithin.org, and it just says listen to the Hope, Healing, and Wellbeing Show. That's my show, and they can link onto that, and if they, you know, go through the archives, they'll find an interview with you and when you were on the other side of the table, is my guess. So happy to have them do that. Would love to have them do that, so thank you.
Very good, and Mary is really up with the time, so she's got all of her social media up, so you can actually go in and visit her Facebook page as well. And I understand that you're working on a new book.
I am, Carol. You know, as a result of my own book, people send me their stories. I love to hear people's stories. And so my next book is called Meant to Be, Do Things Really Happen for a Reason? And I'm using that phrase, meant to be, because it's really quite iconic. And so often when people would share these stories, they would lean over and they would use the phrase at some point in the conversation, they would see this experience seemed meant to be. And so I want to explore that further. And as a spiritual director, I want to probe in my next book the whole idea of discernment. How do you know something is meant to be? And who means for it to be? For many people, they connected in some way with the divine, that God means for something to be. So I'm going to be talking about what is discernment actually in the theological sense means. What is God inviting me to do or to be? And so I'm going to talk about that. But again, it's not about specific religions. It's about listening to people's experiences and trying to determine if something means, if it's meant to be, is this experience guiding me to do something? Oftentimes it is. Or is this experience just showing me how really God, I call God, the divine God. Mm-hmm. God is very personally involved in our life with the after-death experiences, for example, to give me comfort and to give me hope. And so I know that's why I say it's faith-affirming, these experiences. But Meant to Be is really going to be a collection of other people's stories, which I've loved reading them, and I love the idea of sharing them with my readers.
So what you're looking for is you would like a lot of my listeners and other people that have stories to basically share their stories with you.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Well, I'd love it if they did. I'm still collecting them, and they can send them to me to my email address, which is on my website, or just mary@wellwithin.org. They can email these stories to me. I'd love to read them. Certainly will consider them. And I want to encourage people to share your stories with others, and also just to write them down for yourself, because oftentimes we forget the little details. And so keep a journal of these experiences for your own sake, and do share them with your family and friends as they occur as well.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, after reading Thin Places, I can't wait for the other one. And, you know, you said something that was really so true, is that how do we know that it's meant to be? And that's because there's a sense of synchronicity in this connection with the divine that basically just makes things happen. It's like it moves along exactly the way that's designed. And I have people all the time say to me, you know, so Carol, how do I tell the difference between, you know, whether it's wishful thinking or it's intuition or it's really connected with the divine or if it's just me pushing? And I always say the divine never pushes. The divine always supports.
One.
The divine always carries. So the mind pushes, kicks us in the bottom, maybe tells us what we should and shouldn't, but never with the divine. Isn't that true?
Absolutely, Carol. And, you know, I think the other, just a quick test, is what are the fruits of the experience? Are you comforted? Do you feel loved? And what are the potential fruits? So if something's happening and it's kind of nudging you along and you kind of fast forward to say, what would happen if I do, you know, perform this act, let's say, that a thin place is encouraging you to do? Is it an opportunity to share love and compassion and maybe wisdom with another? And chances are, if that's the case, then yes, you are being asked to be a channel of God's grace and goodness towards another person.
Absolutely. So that's kind of one of the signs that we're talking about and that you talk about in the book, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
And, you know, we always say, you know, and kind of a lot of my listeners are used to me saying this, there are no accidents. They're really, it's those coincidences. What are some of the signs?
Well, you know, some of the most dramatic signs that I write about in Thin Places are things that happen after someone dies. Would you like to give me to give you an example of one, Carol?
Please, I would.
Okay, this actually is going to be in my next book. It's a result of my Thin Places book, and it also involves the use of ritual, so it'll demonstrate to your listeners. But I talk in my book about rainbows, and we had some rainbows and double rainbows occurring after my parents died, and the story in the opening chapter about a rainbow that occurred a year after my dad died. And we would notice rainbows occurring on significant days. Just 2 days ago, my brother's anniversary, August 8th, he sends out an email with a double rainbow behind he and his wife as they're celebrating their anniversary, and we interpret that kind of as a almost like a affirmation from our parents. You know, who knows if that's the case, but we like to think that they're, you know, doing that. And, of course, if they're able to do that, then there's a God who allows it. But one of my readers wrote about talking about her mother's dying process, where she actually read parts of the book to her mom as she was dying. And so at the night before the reader's mother died, she actually said to her mom, "Mom, now remember, send us a Thin Place sign." And the mother said, "I will send you a rainbow." Well, a few days after the mother's death, the family was having their own little ritual to memorialize their mother. They'd buried their mom, and they were releasing 100 rainbow-colored balloons into the sky. And it was a beautiful day. They're actually in Arizona. A beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky. And 5 minutes after they released the balloons, wouldn't you know, there is a big double rainbow in the sky. And one of the daughters wrote me, she said, "Mary," she said, "there were people who said they were agnostic, atheist, or whatever. People were kneeling on the ground. People were crying because they shared with them, 'My mother promised to do this.'" What are the chances? There's that synchronicity you mentioned. What are the chances of a rainbow appearing 5 minutes after this, after the mother promised it? And not only that, in Arizona, it had not rained for several weeks. It had been drought-like conditions. And my reader actually did some research, and she said, "It's not possible for a rainbow to occur." So things like that are tremendously comforting after someone dies. So that's one of the most dramatic things, and that story kind of demonstrated some of the other ones. Synchronicity and nature itself, the rainbows are, that's a huge place where you can find Thin Place experiences.
You know, and I think one of the things that it triggered a thought is I had a client that when his father was transitioning, he asked his father, you know, "Am I ever going to be able to touch you again?" Mm-hmm. And his father opened his eyes and he said, "You won't be able to touch me as you have, but you will touch me more deeply." And one of the things that he and his son had shared was their love for bluebirds. And so one of the things that the son took from that message is that whenever he sees a bluebird, it will be his father. So again, I think that if we even went back and looked at the synchronicity of the things that we connect with someone at a very deep level. I have another client whose mother loved having her hair brushed. And when she was actually in the final throes of the process, the mother asked the daughter, "Would you just please brush my hair?" And she asked, "Could I sit up in a chair? Could you just brush my hair?" So what it is the synchronicity is that this woman has a daughter, and when she brushes her hair, her mother's with her. So I think it's important. Those are the rituals that we're talking about, isn't it, Mary?
Yep.
It really, really is. Absolutely.
And, go ahead, Carol.
No, go ahead, please.
Well, I was just going to say, we just had a family gathering last night, and our family, the bird is a cardinal, and a lot of people have cardinals too. And so sometimes I'll tell stories about cardinals in my talk, and my husband was teasing me. He said, "So you think your dad's a cardinal now?" And I'll say, "You know, I don't really think my dad is a cardinal, but do I think God would somehow motivate a cardinal to appear just when I need to see it?" That's how I think that maybe it works, that God knows those, as you say, the stories, God knows the rituals, God knows the messages that will be meaningful to us, and he or she can find a way to orchestrate that. I work with terminal patients, and one time a young mom was asking me what to say to her young children about her dying. She was comfortable. She knew she would be transitioning soon, and what do I say to my kids? And I said, "You know, I've heard so many of these stories that what I would tell them is
that there will be times in their life where something will happen and they will think of you and they will feel as if you are present with them. Just teach them to trust that inner knowing, because they know. The problem is we oftentimes try to talk ourselves out of that, and so just teach them that. And I know from I've kept in touch a little bit with those kids, and I know they have had experiences of their mom who has since passed on, and they know that that's her. So I think that's an important message, is just to, you know what it is when it happens, and don't
dissuade
yourself of it.
And I think one of the greatest assets that we have is trust, because that really makes the veil between us and the physical plane and the spiritual plane very thin, and to the point where it isn't even existent.
Yeah.
But from that standpoint, it's about trust. I want to jump in real quick, Mary, and I want to take Debbie's call from San Diego. Hi, Debbie. How are you today?
I'm fine, Carol. How are you?
I'm very good. How can we help you?
It's good to talk with you again. Well, funny thing is, I originally was going to call you regarding my high cholesterol and high blood pressure, but given the conversation, it has taken on so many different directions, from talking to you about my parents passing over or a friend contacting me after he passed over. But what I settled on asking you is, I've been told my entire life that I'm intuitive. And the last maybe 3 to 5 years, I've been told that I'm a healer and I'm an empath.
That's correct.
I feel it. I don't know how to act upon it. I like my current job, but I feel like I'm a square peg in a round hole. And I would just like for you to shed some light on that, how you feel about that.
Well, first of all, I'm going to validate everything that you know about yourself. You are an intuitive. You are an empath. The gift of being an empath is it allows you to connect people with people at a very, very deep level. That connection can be through that heartfelt connection. It can be through the soul. It can also be that emotional connection that happens to be something in our humanness that allows that empathic part of us to be able to connect and so forth. And one of the things is so often, and I just need to share this, and I'm going to ask Mary to jump in as well, but one of the things that I feel like I need to share with you, honey, is that, yes, you are a square peg in a round world. I'll validate that also. I'm going to give you a good news, bad news. You always will be a square peg in a round world. It is who you are to make a difference in this world. At this point in time, I encourage you to go in and really look at the word healer and look at all the different ways we can heal. Mary and I are talking about those different opportunities that we have in our life to connect with that. One of the things that it feels to me, and it isn't to discourage, but it feels to me that if you can define what healing means to you and what healer means to you, it will give you a sense of the fact that you do this every day. You do this when you talk to people. You do this when you connect with people. You do it when you're empathic. You do it when you're intuitive. And what it may do is, my sense is, sweetie, it's going to shift the perception that you, at this point in time, to really pursue what you came here to do, that you're going to have to throw the baby out with the bathwater and hang up a sign that says, I'm a healer, while you're in this metamorphosis of trying to figure out what this healer looks like and what you do and what you will do. And I really, you've always done it. You've always been a healer. You've always touched at that soul level. I know I can touch you. And
you know,
if you, go ahead, sweetie.
It's funny that you say that, because I don't, I mean, I can feel inside in my soul, but I don't know what to do with it. But I have asked people that very question about me being a healer, and they said, Debbie, it's your energy. You walk
into
a room, and it's your energy. It's not something that you do or that you don't do or you're conscious of or not conscious of. It's your energy. And I don't, that doesn't compute in my brain. I have a hard time understanding that.
Well,
so I just go with it.
Well, absolutely. And again, like we were just talking before we took your call, is that in order for any of us to be able to touch this part of ourselves and to be able to realize that the veil is thin, and in many cases, once we really start the process, there isn't a veil at all. And that once we learn to trust, and that's really what I encourage you to do at this time, and part of my wanting to do is to validate everything that you said is absolute truth about you. And that it is your energy. There is, you know, as you're listening to Mary and you're listening to her voice and you're listening to that gentle, compassionate nature, if you listen to your own voice and you watched your own behavior, you're going to find that there's a kindness about you that is just just bubbles out of you in your energy, sweetie. And again, you connect at a soul level with people, and that's going to take not a long time, but it takes some mindfulness on your part to figure out what does that look like so you can move into it in that synchronicity that Mary and I are talking about in a way that will allow you to really touch the pure part of who you are, that essence part. And it's an evolutionary process. And the energy right now, sweetie, isn't this leap of faith like we've had before. It's one step in front of the other. Mary, do you want to add anything to that?
I do. I think that I absolutely am feeling everything that you do, Carol, about Debbie. And both Carol and I have come out of the corporate world into this healing world. And there was a reason why we did that. And I at least in my own case, it was a matter of little opportunities presenting themselves. Three times in 2 days, I had little signs to do hospice volunteering. And because I believe three is a sign from the divine, that's my unbelief, and also several other cultures believe that, I chose to do that. And so I still was in my corporate job, which was draining me, sucking me dry, even though I loved it at one point. I started the volunteering. Well, just doing that is, and it's too long of a story to share here, but that, paying attention to those things that came up, eventually was a huge contributor for my decision to open Well Within. So you start small. We always think we have to do big stuff. And what Carol's saying, too, I agree with. Every day you are probably being given the opportunity to be a healer to others. And when we focus on healing of the spirit and of the emotions, in addition to the physical, we realize that every encounter with another individual is an opportunity to help heal another person and therefore actually to help heal ourselves. So look for the small opportunities within each day to be fostering healing and well-being for another person. And you'll be guided to know what your next step is. And sometimes it just means being patient. But I am as confident as Carol is that you are going to be contributing so much to people's lives and whatever it is that you end up doing.
Thank you, Mary.
I'm in corporate America now, so it's kind of funny that you guys say that. So thank you so much.
Yeah, and you know, and it was one of these things that every day, you know, I would go into the corporate world, and I mean, I created my place in the corporate world with using my personality background. I mean, I couldn't have written a better job, and yet I found myself uneasy with it or not feeling that joyfulness when I got up in the morning or I had to travel across the country and then teach for multiple days. And yet I designed this. But what I started doing, what Mary was saying, is I started recognizing for me, I love to teach. And for me, it's the teaching that brings me the joy. And honest to goodness, it doesn't make any difference what I'm teaching. I still get that satisfaction and that contentment. And those were my messages that basically came in and said, you know, Carol, you're a teacher, and that teacher is going to be a moving target. And then that allowed me to go deeper. And I'm not a teacher that really goes in and teaches anybody else's work. It's a wonderful foundation, but I'm soul directed. I connect with their soul. Their soul tells me what to say to them, how to say things to them, and to be able to express a way that they can learn. It isn't that they have to do anything. Though you embody all those gifts, sweetie. That's why I share that with you.
Thank you.
Very much so. So, Debbie, this is a wonderful time energetically, great support and so forth. So thank you very, very much for sharing that and for being flexible enough to be able to adapt to, you know, kind of the message that we're working on today. But you know what? I could feel your energy shift, and I could feel your blood pressure decrease. I felt you become comfortable in your skin. So there you go. Healing just happened and everything. Mary, my gosh, I can't believe, honey, we are running out of time. But one of the things, please tell people again what your website address is, how they can learn more about Well Within. I really had the intention. I'm going to have to bring you back.
I'd love to come back.
Please share your website so people can learn more about you.
Well, if they're in the Twin Cities, they can learn about our low-cost and free integrative healing support services. I facilitate a couple of support groups, and we have wonderful healing therapists, and including people like Leela that you heard earlier. That website is wellwithin.org. We've also created an integrative healing, a broader integrative healing website called becomingwell.org. And then my website, again, is marytracyokeefe.com. And I love to connect with any of your listeners and be happy to you know, be in touch on Facebook, which I have a Facebook page for Well Within, and also for MaryTracyO'Keefe.com.
Well, thank you, Mary. I encourage all of you to go out and purchase Thin Places. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday with Mary and I. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week on the radio. Have a wonderful, loving, compassionate week. Light and love. I'll see you on the radio. You are most welcome.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.